Welcome to the Barons Hideout Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin.
And I'm your co-host, Dean, and we'd like to let you know where you can find us.
The best way to find our socials is on our link tree at the Barons Hideout, which has our Twitter, Instagram, and podcast links.
And you can find me on Instagram at Dean of the Dead Hot Sauce, on Facebook under Dean Sharp, and also my website, www.deanofthedead.com.
Lastly, if you wish to support us further, you can subscribe to our Patreon for $1 a month. Now, to the show. Dustin, and today we're going to be talking about a new Screenbox exclusive film called Followers. This recently just came out last week on the site, and it's a film that I was very, very intrigued by when it was releasing some of the screenshots and a trailer and everything that came out with it. I even, you know, started following the director on social media, see what else he was up to. And there's something that we will talk about at the end of this, because I want to put all your attention on this film before I start talking about anything else. But before we start jumping into this review and, you know, my thoughts and maybe concerns about this, and even going over my ranking of this film, I want to go ahead and talk about some of the free films that are on Screenbox this month. So, free this month, you have The Outwaters, The Funhouse Massacre, Count Dracula and the Vampire Brides, Burial Ground, which I did a Screenbox Essential Picks on, and Ouija 4. This is something I've also talked about on the show a few times, and I always like to, you know, kind of bring it back up, is that Screenbox has free films on there. I think that might be more on the site, but don't quote me on that one. But for right now, I know for sure those five films are free on the site. You don't have to subscribe. So if you want to go and check out the site, see how the interface is, the quality of the films, and everything, please go check it out. It's worth it. It is extremely worth it. It's got its own, you know, essentially TV channels going on there. Like, you got Bloody Bites, you have... Vinegar Syndrome's TV series, well, TV channels on there, and a bunch of other really, really cool things that are on there, especially Mystery Science Theater is on there as well. So besides all the exclusives and, you know, maybe rare gems that you can't find anywhere else on some of the other streaming services, you have free movies a month and a whole bunch of TV channels to go check out. So if you never know what you want to put on, go put on one of those channels, and something definitely catch your eye. But going back to this new movie that dropped on Screenbox called Followers, let me go ahead and read you the synopsis, tell you who's in it, who directed it, and all that other stuff. So we have, a year after surviving a brutal attack, a social media influencer and her friends find themselves once again in the crosshairs of a dangerous and relentless dark web cult, thirsting retribution and willing to stop at nothing to get it. It's a film that, like I said, I was very intrigued by and excited to watch from all the trailers, screen grabs that were happening, some of the hype behind it, and also looking at some of the stuff on the director's social media. So when I eventually got to watching this film, I was intrigued for the first, I want to say, like 30 minutes. And the whole premise of, you know, using social media, like a lot of these other new films that are coming out, of, you know, really delving into the world of social media and how it can be dangerous and how you never know who you're going to be letting in. It was very, very cool and intriguing. So let me go over some of the people that are in here and this... go over the gist of this film, and then we'll give you my ranking. I'm not going to make this a super long review because I want people to go check this out. So we have one of the main bad guys, which is kind of at the end. His name is Gareth, played by Michael Babani. And then we have Heather, who's one of the main girls, is Reveal Carpenter. Riley, who's played by Molly Edelman. Leah, played by Anika Foster. We have some other people who are dressed up as the wolves and stuff. We have Sam, played by Gigi James. Todd, played by Jackson Jones. And I think that's pretty much all the important people. It's a pretty small cast. So this film, you kind of get opened up to these group of friends going essentially on a camping trip, and they want to, you know, film these locations and have fun and just kind of hang out. And then things start to kind of happen pretty slow, but it's also kind of in your face at the same time. Like they're driving away, they stop. One of the girls sees a figure in the grass, but they keep driving. And then, you know, things seem kind of normal until they get to, really when they start camping, when they set up their camp and they're going to go and explore the next day. One of the girls gets essentially, you know, taken. She gets kidnapped, have to go to the bathroom during night. She meets a psycho guy with a mask and finds out that the guy is essentially live streaming everything on this for clicks and getting attention online to become essentially famous. So next day comes, the girls wake up, find that their friend is not there, and then they go to the spot where she was kept, still there. Camera, I think, was still rolling, and the guy comes and they essentially beat him up. And main girl Sam, who really decides to take it upon herself and kill this guy. So, you know, they had a very horrific trip. Their friend gets injured. One of them gets kidnapped. Another one kills the guy that's out there trying to kill them. So we jump forward. A bit of time goes by. You know, they got boyfriends now. They're at home or in school. And they had a documentary, which, you know, kind of plays into what happens a lot nowadays. I don't know if you guys are paying attention to a lot of the documentaries that have been dropping over, I want to say, the last like 3 or 4 years of everything. If there's someone who got killed, there's a documentary on the survivor. If there was a case that was open 40, 50 years ago and people find it fascinating, they go do a documentary on it. If there's you know, a daughter who kills her mother because she's with a guy, there's a documentary on it. So this kind of really plays into any sort of trauma, really anything negative. There's always a documentary about it to either educate or just for the pure enjoyment of us who love true crime and just all things awful in life and try to find a way to cope with some of these things that do happen. So it's very, very interesting. So throughout this, all the friends, we really focus more on Sam, who was the girl who killed the guy who was in the mask, who was live streaming. And then we jump to her and her boyfriend, and they're kind of talking and saying how she never really goes out or does anything, and how she was at a library, and there was a guy essentially like stalking her, so she went home, wasn't feeling all that great about it. And he doesn't really care that much or show that much compassion until she gets a call from her friend Heather, who wants to bring her to the house to have a discussion and kind of get everybody together and have a good reunion, essentially, or at face value, that's what she was trying to do, was give a nice reunion, get everybody together, and just, you know, leave everything in the past, essentially. And then we kind of find out that now some of the people that may have been part of this guy's cult is still alive. So, you know, tensions kind of rise when things get revealed that this whole meeting essentially was for Heather to talk to Sam and Leah and Riley to essentially get all of them to sign a deal to make a movie about this documentary that was already made, or to make it more realistic, because I guess Heather is the one that's been pretty much plastered on everything. How she was the bigger social media star, people following her. She even did a quick social media update after about her saying, "Hey guys, like, I'm okay, I'm alive, blah blah blah. Here's what happened, da 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 da." And then these guys find out where they are and track them down, and they're all wearing different, you know, masks, and they're all like reminiscent of wolves, really, just hunting, as you know, some of them say, like pigs. That are going over there and hunting these big social media stars, or at least Heather is the big social media star. And they want to go and finish what happened because, like I said before, their leader was killed by Heather. So it's only makes sense to them to go and get the big one and take her down. So things kind of, you know, go crazy. There are some pretty good special effects in this, as like the shock and blasts, people get shot everywhere. I think someone gets their arm chopped off. There's some pretty good things in this film. But there's also some things that was kind of making me lose interest at points. Like, I feel like some of the jumps were a bit weird. And even going and transitioning from people who just had this life in a quick moment, like, oh, they had a documentary in their school. And then, oh, now they're being... brought to this dinner, essentially, to reunionize with everybody, and then things kind of go haywire. One thing that doesn't really work that well with me is where these people came from, you know? I always like to kind of have a little bit of backstory on everybody. We get a lot of story about the girls and what they're doing, especially up until now. And then we get little snippets of the psycho killers listening to one of the messages that the guy that was killed gave them, and saying, "This is essentially our target, blah, blah, blah. If I'm not alive, you know what to do, blah, blah, blah." Because they're part of a cult, right? So they're going to obviously follow what their leader says, whether he's dead or alive. So we have the main guy who... does get unmasked. I don't think we see anybody else's face. There's a point in here where the cops do get called. And this is another thing that kind of throws me off, is the guy goes out. He's like the leader of them now. He's the guy's telling them like what to do. But the cops come and he goes outside. And everybody inside that's there and alive is just trying to stay quiet. They can't really move because one of the other psycho killers... essentially has him like at gunpoint, right? So he goes outside, unmasks himself, even changes his clothes, and the cops are like, "Oh, well, we got a call about a domestic disturbance and all these other things." And he's like, "Oh, well, my girlfriend's upstairs, and no, everything's okay. Just like she's on some drugs right now, so she's a little loopy. Oh, but like we have to go in because of this call. Like we need to go." And he's like, "Well, do you have a search warrant?" "Well, we don't need one for this type of call." So then he whips out his ID and they say, "Oh, so you're his boy." And I'm like, "Huh? What are you talking about? Is it like the head of the police department? Is it his son? Is it because they now know that he's interconnected with this cult, so they don't want to have anything to do with it?" That kind of threw me off, and I had to rewind it a couple times to make sure I didn't miss anything. And no, that's pretty much how it is. He just flashes his card, and then he goes inside, while he also has a gun next to him, and then he ends up taking out the guys. And then goes back inside, and blah, blah, blah. Most of the people die. The ending, I guess I will spoil, so here's a quick little warning on that, even though... this film has been out for a while, so I imagine everybody who wanted to see this most likely have already seen it. So the girls are running, the survivors. One of the girls that got shot is still alive. I find out that she's alive. She kills one of the psycho killers. And they're running outside. And the ending kind of leaves me with a sour taste in my mouth, too. Because you don't normally get endings like this. And I kind of like it for that, but I also don't like how it ended. Is the main guy who went outside and unmasked himself killed all the girls. All dead. None of them survive while there's cops coming, because they called for backup before they were killed. and he essentially just like stays behind, and he says something, but I forget it, what it was. It was so, I don't know, it was it was kind of cheesy, but not really. So the other guys, anybody that was still there, like as one of the psycho killers, they all left. But this guy stayed behind to get captured, and then we see him essentially smiling, locked up, right? And that's the end of the film. Like I said, it's an intriguing and sort of refreshing watch. It's a cool take on social media and also actual media, what's going on with documentaries and movies and how the internet and just the world right now is extremely dangerous on all fronts. The acting I thought was really good for being a low budget film, as most of these Screenbox movies are the low budget or mid budget. And one thing I did want to touch on before I go into my ranking of this is that there is a film before this that, you know, is more interactive. It's on Tubi. It's called Follower. And it's essentially the whole first half of this movie of the girls being hunted and essentially get away, and it kind of cuts there. So we don't really get anything else. And this is the follow-up to that. It's just another hour and 5 minutes. I did have fun with this. I think it's one of the best films I've seen this far or even seen dropped on Screenbox. I don't think so. I think it's on the lower tier of some of the films I've seen on here. So with that being said, I'm probably going to end up giving this like a 5.5 or even like a 6 out of 10. So it's just about average or slightly above average. It's not a bad film, so to speak. I just think there's so many other things out there that are really, really worth checking out and to give a higher praise to. Even though this film definitely took its liberties and I thought it was cool for what it was trying to do, but it just, there's some things that just did not land for me. And the director is James Rich, and he also wrote it with my partner, Zach Hirsch. So it's, you know, well on you guys. Thank you for creating something very new and sort of refreshing. I just think there were some things on there that could have been a little bit better for me personally. I've been wanting to go back and watch it, but I'm also like, if I'm going to do it, I might just skip around to the things that were confusing me the most, which is like the jumps and the time that the guy goes out with the cops. Like, I need to rewatch that one again. If anybody has any theories or even an explanation as to what was going on during that, please let me know. Maybe I'm missing something. But, you know, it's a film that everybody should go and check out regardless. But thank you guys for listening and catching this one. I've been wanting to put this one out for a couple days. I'm finally getting to it now. So thank you guys, and we'll catch you on the next one. And the following week, or the week that this is coming out, I'm not sure when it's going to be posted yet, it will be another Screenbox Essential Picks, and I'm trying to push out 2 movie reviews. So keep an eye out on that. I'll catch everybody on the next one.